Carter Hart, his return from the World Juniors, goes off with flying colors, and Noah Jolson, as big of a part here as anyone played for this one, all resulting in a 4-0 Silvertips shutout win over Kamloops this evening at Sandman Center, pulling away with 3 goals in the third period and 2 led as well by Devin Skoleski. Mike Benton with you here for Silvertips replay, and what eventually led here to Carter Hart's 7th shutout of the season to lead the WHL. He picks up also career number 15, and that now 6 behind Leland Irving. He's got 70 wins. That is 1 behind Ken Simpson, 3rd place all time in Silvertips history, and 2 behind Austin Lotz, who holds the number 2 spot. Here's how this one began in a nothing-nothing tie through 1 period of play. Eventually, gravity here began to go the Silvertips' way, and Carter Hart as big of a part here to set the tone with this remarkable stop on the Kamloops Blazers' big gunslinger. And poking one for Jermaine Lowe on right boards, bouncing one now to the front here. Center off, save made by Carter Hart. Rebound is loose, they jam at it, and Sidorov has no chance on that shot, and a whistle. Ladies and gentlemen, Carter Hart in the house, 6-11 to go in the second period, and turns away arguably the biggest threat for Kamloops all evening, involving guess who? Devin Sidorov. But amidst a scramble, Hart flares the pads and keeps this 1-0-0. Carter Hart in that second period making 9 saves to help keep Kamloops off the board. It paved the way for Patrick Bykov moments later on this play to make it 1-0. And Zwerger the relay along for Bykov with speed. Into the offensive zone, Bykov fell down, gets up, sends it across ice, Fontaine open, low wrister, save, rebound, Bykov, score! Patrick Bykov with 5:40 left in the second period, wide open on Dylan Ferguson, the rebound upstairs, and Bykov, the Silvertips leading scorer, picking up goal number 19 on the season. It's 1-0 Silvertips. Bykov eventually a multi-point game when it was all said and done, but a big one to get the tips on the board at 14:20. Fontaine and Zwerger picked up the assist. 1-0 Silvertips, a score holding up by the end of the second period. Then Matt Fontaine putting it into high gear at 5:41 of the third to make it a 2-0 score. Top line dispatched out there with Zwerger now forcing a turnover against Kanin. Here's Zwerger right side, driving wide of the Kamloops net. Being traced by Valentine, Bykov steps in, sets up Fontaine, he scores! Matt Fontaine, a wrist shot left circle with 14:19 to go. Third period, it is goal number 12 on the season. It sizzles right past Dylan Ferguson, it's 2-0 Silvertips. Dominic Zwerger, who helped out on Bykov's goal, all a part of Fontaine's once again, helping make that play happen. And Fontaine sizzling one from the left circle for goal number 12 on the season. Bykov and Zwerger, multi-point games, and this top line as big of a part of success here for this evening. At 5:41, they made a 2-0 game. Then Devin Skoleski to seize the spotlight. Essentially, he'll put it away right here at 10:15 for his first of 2 on the evening. Dewar trying to keep it in. He does. Left side, Kindop controlling. Backdoor feed, Skoleski. He scores! Devin Skoleski pounds it home with 9 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Third period, all off the takeaway in the Kamloops zone. And Skoleski picks up number 7 on the season. It's 3-0 Silvertips. Bryce Kindop, what a remarkable play to set up that backdoor feed with the primary assist. Connor Dewar as well at 10:15. And then one more for the road. Skoleski again into the act. His second of 2 goals at 13:30. 6:35 to play, and Connor Dewar pushing one back in. Open left side, the pass in front. Skoleski scores! 2-goal game for Devin Skoleski with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left here in regulation. Identical play, a tap-in glove side on Dylan Ferguson. It's 4-0 Silvertips. All to cap off a three-goal rush in a span of a little under 8 minutes. Skaleski bags a two-goal effort. Connor Dewar and Wyatt Wiley pick up the assists. For the record, when Skaleski scores, the Silvertips are 6-0 now. When he gets one, he didn't just get one, he had two this evening, and it all amounted to a 4-0 lead. Kamloops would not be heard from for the rest of the evening, and the Silvertips closing things out with a last-minute power play as well. All to preserve Carter Hart's shutout, number 7 on the season, and the 15th of his career. What a night here for number 70 and his return from Team Canada. And once more, not skipping a beat at all in the Silvertips. 4-0 dismantling of the Kamloops Blazers this evening at Sandman Center. The Silvertips record 27-5-6-1 on the campaign. They pick up their 9th win on the road this season. And the Blazers fall to 25-16-1-2 on the campaign as the Tips continue their run of dominance in this head-to-head series. Since 2013-14, their streak now against Kamloops all the way now to 12-0-2 in the last 14 games. Carter Hart's victory has him now 17-3-4 in 25 appearances this season. And the loss to Ferguson in net in appearance 21, he falls to 11-7-2 on the campaign. The Tips back in action Saturday night. And back at home before potentially a sold-out crowd against the Seattle Thunderbirds, all going down at 7:05. They hop on the bus here for happy times and the happy totals. Final score, Silvertips 4, and the Kamloops Blazers nothing.